Now, we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. This being this is not something extra added, not something requiring any special skills. This is not any distance, except we miss it if we're caught and holding to thoughts, feelings, ideas. Miss it despite it being who we are. And it's only in that missing that our effort is called for, reminded, encouraged, even supported. In that missing comes upset, suffering, comes dissatisfaction, comes various reminders that we've missed, that we are sensing this missing, not okayness. Even if we're not quite sure what it is that we're missing. Let me say it another way. Even if we don't sense that we're missing something, but we sense something off, lacking, troubling, making what's straightforward more difficult, making an extra burden on this moment. It's not an extra burden because it's exactly the result of what is being done. And yet, it's something that is only there because we're holding to thoughts. So naturally, holding to thoughts is entangling in thoughts, is believing thoughts, is wanting to act out and react to thoughts in ways that might not be skillful, in ways that might cause pain for us, for others, in ways that might result in suffering. Of course, holding to thoughts is much more than that. It's shorthand to visceral holding, to visceral believing, emotions, what others say, what I believe that is, what this means, what this should be, what this shouldn't be, and all the endless ways that we humans entangle ourselves in what creates trouble. Entangle ourselves in holding on to what isn't right here, but what is generated by our wonderful and potentially troubling human capacities. No problems with likes, dislikes, judging, believing, except what we do with them, what we justify because of them, which is why sitting is so simple and available to all. Because if we sit when we're sitting, if we sit when we're walking, if we sit when we're eating, then that enables us, if we're sensitive meaning in the sense that we sense taste, sense feel what's going on, we can then sense what we're holding, what we're believing, what we're saying or thinking or feeling about, and the consequences of that. So in a sense, practice is very straightforward. It's the presence of our life, and it's the presence of what is the present. It's the present of the presence to ourself. Presenting ourself what and how always this moment is. But the words are just reminders and encouragements. Encouragements for us to do and to see. To see and to do. To see in all the variations of how that word clarifies our life. To see what's going on, whether with any particular or all of our senses and ways of seeing what being alive is. And in that very seeing, being able to clarify what is extra, what is getting in the way, what covers our eyes so we miss what's right here, what adds on so that instead of being this moment, we're this moment because she said that and she shouldn't and he could have and it's not fair and I always have and this happens to me and not to him, or, and you can add on all the ways that we, particularly in this moment, miss this moment. We can't miss it, but we confuse and obliterate it by what we are caught with, what we are holding to. This isn't about a special practice. It's the practice of nothing special. No special thing. The practice of being most ordinary. Not as a goal, I should be most ordinary. You could be very fancy and very special. But it's the very special of nothing special. Meaning that it's right here now. As your life. It's right here now as you are, as who and what you, and not just you, but you and the whole of life that's you, meaning all the beings that share this life at this moment with you. It's this altogether as is. Life as is. Life death as is. Life death as is, which we can't do anything about, and yet we can nurture and, in a sense, give ourselves away so that we're not blinded, whether by the bright sunlight in the sky or the dark clouds in the sky or the various myriad other forms that appear and disappear. In all the senses of appearing, disappearing, this life. So, it's up to us to take good care. Taking good care, we get to appreciate this very moment. Appreciating this moment, we are nurtured. And nurtured, we can serve all the beings who nurture us and who we can nurture with our practice, with our life together. Thank you.